Sometimes, hell, let's be honest, most of the time, being politically engaged is a lot like being in the kind of relationship described with a polite euphemism, high maintenance. You can love someone without liking them very much a lot of the time, and even if it's all worth it in the end, you can still wish it didn't have to be such hard work. So I took another deep breath on reading that Honi Harawira wagged off a parliamentary delegation to Brussels last month to go sightseeing in Paris with his wife. Of course, in Honi's world, any criticism is all a media beat-up, but his justification is worth quoting in full. How many times in my lifetime am I going to get to Europe? So I thought, F it, I'm off to Paris, he said. Mr. Harawira, whose wife Hilda accompanied him on the trip, paid for the extra travel himself and said many of the issues that were due to be discussed at the missed meeting had been broached at a dinner the night before. Well, honey, here's two points to consider. First, I'd respectfully suggest that the Te Tai Tokoro MP is financially better placed than most of his constituents to visit Paris. Hell, do the whole grand tour of Europe if that floats his walker, during one of the frequent parliamentary recesses. And second, I'm certain that if John Key blew off a hui to go sightseeing with his family while leaving Peter Sharples to take notes, the Māori Party would be, not to put too fine a point on it, embarrassed and royally peed off, and rightly so. And any excuses about the kaupapa being kicked around over dinner the night before just wouldn't fly. I can tell you from experience that hui can be as big an arse-freezingly boring collection of windbags as any Pākehā-run conference or team-building exercise. But if you're going to accept the invitation, it strikes me as a pretty basic courtesy to show up and at least pretend you care. I can be as cynical as anyone about the real use of MPs going on taxpayer-funded tiki tours to foreign climes, but that's beside the point. Harawira wasn't in Brussels on holiday, representing his business interests or as part of his party. He was a representative of the government of New Zealand, or put another way, representing his country, including Māori, to members of the European Parliament with whom good relations are actually pretty important. In the great scheme of things, this isn't the biggest issue around, but here's what is. I want the Māori Party to be a serious, incredible voice for Māori in this government. It doesn't need the distraction of a clown who needs to learn that mana enhancement works both ways.